Proclamation number 5461 be dated the August 15th, 1952. The inner word. Light. Truth. I certainly speak mentally with many people who desire to hear me, and they can indeed consider themselves addressed by me. Yet there are also instances when I manifest myself in extraordinary ways for the sake of a special mission. But these extraordinary instances do not infer that all mental knowledge of a person, even it corresponds to my will, was imparted to him through the inner ward. It concerns the transference of the pure truth to earth. This requires a state which excludes all error. Hence a person, who receives the pure truth from me through the inner word, must first have shaped himself such that he is able to hear the word, audibly or mentally. Time and again I have to emphasize the fact that I know a person's heart and can only assign a mission to him if he is capable of accomplishing it. And I only rarely find this ability because people's willingness to love is only small and only love can develop the ability in a person to accept spiritual messages. In the last days it has become urgently necessary that the truth should be conveyed to people because almost every religious dogma has been distorted. To convey truth therefore means to correct misguided teachings and to explain the correlation of everything in existence. To bring people the truth means to provide people with a right concept of their Creator and Father so that they will believe in Him and be able to love Him. Through the transference of truth it is intended that people learn to think and conduct themselves correctly and to comply with their purpose of earthly life. The truth is something so hotly disputed that it is truly not easy to give it to all people, for as long as people don't desire it seriously or if they fail to recognize it, it will therefore be rejected by those who think wrongly because they live entirely without love. For love and truth cannot be separated because they are the eternal deity's concepts. Hence, it should be understandable to you that the transference of the pure truth to a person requires very special abilities, that not everyone is suitable for it. Although I would like to impart the truth to every person, I cannot do so by means of my direct speech, because not every person is able to hear me since his soul is not shaped such that it can perceive spiritual sounds with its spiritual ear. Only few people are capable of this and of these few only some individuals offer their services, and this mission of receiving the truth from me and spreading it on my instructions is only possible in free will. And again I reiterate that light is meant to be spread, that the spiritual darkness on earth motivates me to send light to people, but light always signifies knowledge of the pure truth. I want to illuminate people's spiritual state, hence I must convey the kind of information to them which corresponds to the truth. And this is only possible by revealing myself through my direct communication to a person who is suitable to accept it. But merely the will to be of service to me is not enough, it also requires the faculty of hearing. Not everyone who has the will is suitable. Just as, vice versa, the soul's ability to understand my word is not decisive if the will to be of service to me is lacking. Therefore it follows that I have only a few servants and handmaidens who are able to achieve this mission, but that I take particular care of these few and won't allow them to be prevented from implementing their mission, because this is urgently required during the last days before the end. When only the pure truth can guard against the fall into the abyss, and therefore the pure truth is to be conveyed by me to earth so that all those of good will can still be saved. Amen.